I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 20th. March 31st is the new move-in day for the Quincy Animal Shelter. Shelter President Sandra Sines says the move-in day to the new shelter on Quarry Street has been pushed ahead by 1 week after it was initially set for this coming Monday. The $28 million shelter is across from the Quincy Dog Park. It will be home to the Volunteer Animal Shelter, the Quincy Animal Control Officers, and the Quincy Police Canine Unit. Sines says the new shelter will have expanded adoption hours and offer public programs. She says the new shelter will provide dedicated spaces for dogs and cats and will have a separate area for veterinarian services. The shelter is currently operating at a temporary location on East Squantum Street after the former shelter on Broad Street was torn down to make way for the new public safety complex. City of Quincy has completed a 7-year study of the open space plan in the city and will be submitting it to the state for approval. Mayor Thomas Koch says although there is very little open space left to purchase in Quincy, it's important to have a management plan in place. Quincy Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy and environmental scientist Heather Liss presented the open space plan to the City Council this week, asking for the Council's approval. The plan was created after numerous public meetings, surveys, staff contributions, and help from consultants. The plan covers open space and recreation in Quincy through the year 2032. A Washington, D.C.-based group of fast-casual Mediterranean restaurants is looking to expand even further into the greater Boston area, with another one proposed for a location just off of Route 3 in Braintree. Cava Meze Grill is hoping to open a new outlet in Braintree, moving into the site on Union Street that had once been home to a Motel 6. The plans are in their very early stages, as the company has signed a letter of intent for the dining spot to be part of redevelopment plans for that site, so a number of steps need to be taken before it can become a reality. Cava is also planning to open a location at the former La Paloma Mexican restaurant on Newport Avenue in North Quincy. Cava Meze Grill has opened a number of locations locally over the past few years, including ones in Boston, Cambridge, Dedham, Framingham, Hanover, Hingham, and Mansfield, along with a brand new one in Chelmsford. Its first Boston area location debuted in the Fenway section in early 2018. Mass General Brigham says it will invest $400 million on cancer care. Not long after announcing layoffs that impacted hundreds of workers in Massachusetts, plans call for extensive renovations of some floors at Brigham and Women's Hospital buildings in Longwood and Jamaica Plain to create a state-of-the-art outpatient clinical space for Mass General Brigham Cancer. Company also says it will recruit top oncologists and invest in key staff roles as part of its efforts. The work's expected to be done before Mass General Brigham's current cancer care partnership with Dana-Farber ends in the fall of 2028. The hospital system unveiled its plans to create Mass General Brigham Cancer last fall. In 2023, there was a major shakeup in the Boston hospital community when Dana-Farber revealed plans to end its decades-long relationship with the Brigham and said it would build a new cancer hospital with Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. President and CEO Ann Klebanski said in a letter that Mass General Brigham is facing a period of challenging but pivotal change. Mass General Brigham employs over 80,000 people in Massachusetts, but is facing a $250 million budget gap. Klebanski previously said the layoffs would be focused on non-clinical and non-patient-facing roles. The layoffs are expected to be finished by the end of the month. Michael Proctor has been fired by the Massachusetts State Police for his actions in the Karen Reed investigation. Proctor faced a state police trial board over allegations of misconduct while working as the lead investigator in the Karen Reed case. Colonel Jeffrey Noble announced the decision to accept the trial board's recommendation yesterday. Proctor, a veteran state trooper, was relieved of duty just hours after Reed's first trial ended with a hung jury last July. He was suspended without pay weeks later. The trial board hearing, which was held at state police headquarters in Framingham, took place with testimony over 3 days. The hearing began January 15th, continued February 10th, and concluded on March 13th. Trial board found Proctor guilty of two charges, unsatisfactory performance and violating policy on alcoholic beverages. Part of the reason for Proctor's initial suspension was the revelation of text messages he sent on his personnel cell phone to friends, family, and colleagues about Reed. Noble ruled that Proctor sent derogatory, defamatory, disparaging, and or otherwise inappropriate text messages about a suspect in that investigation to other individuals. Noble also determined that Proctor provided sensitive and or potential investigative steps in the investigation to non-law enforcement personnel. In his ruling, Noble says Proctor consumed alcoholic beverages while eating dinner on duty and then proceeded to operate his department-issued cruiser. Massachusetts Port Authority and rideshare companies Lyft and Uber agreed yesterday on new passenger fees for rides, as well as other terms. Both Uber and Lyft agreed to raise their one-time-per-trip fee to Logan Airport from $3.25 to $5.50. The fee will go into effect beginning July 1st. The rideshare companies will also work with Massport separately to implement a shuttle service at Logan Airport, which will offer a cheaper ride to certain destinations. A shared version of a ride will also become available from each company, which will allow passengers to share a ride with others leaving the airport. A $1.50 fee will be implemented per shared ride for both Uber and Lyft. Both companies also agreed to extend the time window between dropping off and picking up passengers at the airport, giving them a better chance of picking up a new fare. Massport plans to vote on the agreement during a monthly board meeting today. Well, 2 months into the 2025 market, and single-family homes in Massachusetts are following roughly the trend that began to emerge at the end of 2024. The number of homes sold and the median price of those sales are both up slightly compared to a year ago. In the latest checkup, the Warren Group says there were over 2,100 single-family homes sold last month, a 4.2% increase over the 2,500 transactions in February of 2024. The median single-family sale price climbed 4.9% year-over-year to hit $575,000 this past February. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 383. The NASDAQ is up 246, and the S&P added 60. Asian stocks mostly higher, following an advance on Wall Street after the Fed said the economy still looks healthy enough to keep interest rates where they are. Markets were closed in Japan for a holiday. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at $67 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins are in Vegas against the Golden Knights tonight at 10. Celtics will be in Utah against the Jazz tomorrow night at 9:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, some morning fog and then turning partly cloudy, a high of 55. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 43. Tomorrow, wind and rain, mostly in the morning. The high tomorrow, 48. Saturday, mainly cloudy and mild, high 59. Sunday, mostly sunny and cooler, the high 46. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, southeast winds at 5 to 10, gusts to 20 knots, high tide 4:28 p.m. Sunrise 6:46, sets at 6:56. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 20th.